KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
ABC's Ian Pannell. No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl shooter killed herself after killing two and wounding six, the police chief promising to prosecute those responsible for bogus bomb threats at Madison schools on Tuesday. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. The policies blocked as a lawsuit against them works its way through the courts. This is ABC News. A seventh homicide charge against accused prolific Long Island, New York serial murderer Rex Heuermann.
Suspected back in June of being Valerie Mack's killer, Heuermann is now formally charged after DNA tests of a hair found on her back, says Suffolk County, New York DA Raymond Tierney. Her family?
They're very grateful for the small bit of closure.
The Gilgo Beach Task Force continues to investigate, says the DA.
Not only evidence for the charged crimes, but has continued to work on other uncharged crimes as well.
As many as five other people.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Political turmoil in the Navajo Nation, one of the largest Native American tribes in these United States. The Navajo Attorney General announced that an investigation had cleared tribal president Bu Nygren of sexual harassment allegations by Vice President Rochelle Montoya. As the results were announced, the Navajo Council voted 13-6 to oust Attorney General Ethel Branch from office. There was no explanation for that action. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. COVID. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night and a Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well, high upper 20s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see. Maybe Luke Mathers and Trini Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Night Light, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine's security services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
ABC's Ian Pannell. No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl shooter killed herself after killing two and wounding six, the police chief promising to prosecute those responsible for bogus bomb threats at Madison schools on Tuesday. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. The policies blocked as a lawsuit against them works its way through the courts. This is ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki. On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Ronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Morone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries winding down here in the overnight with total accumulation staying well under an inch. Temperatures dropping to the middle 20s. We'll see clouds giving way to some sunshine into the afternoon Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Currently 29 degrees.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating...
Democratic consultants who run the campaigns make their money by taking a commission on placing ads on television. When the Republicans had these media operations, well, the biggest one obviously was Twitter, and Elon Musk just tweaked the algorithm. It cost him $40 billion to do it, but he tweaked the algorithm. And by the way, Elon Musk has made almost $200 billion just since Trump was elected. $200 billion? Twitter cost him $44 billion? He put, you know, $277 million into Trump's campaign, or into getting Trump elected. Seems like a pretty good investment. But here we have Democrats going, oh, yeah, let's put the 74-year-old guy with throat cancer in charge of one of the top committees in Congress, one of the place where you can speak up and sound off and make big waves and get lots of publicity. Let's put this guy there. What kind of fools are running the Democratic Party right now? Barron in Los Angeles. Hey, Barron, what's on your mind today?
Couple things. First of all, I transitioned from United Healthcare to traditional Medicare and added a D plan. And I was just, you mentioned yesterday that you, you've been on Medicare for about 9 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'll be 8 years because I'm 73. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm up there with you, 71. I was just curious, are there anything that you can add or any, not you, but that one can add that would enhance, because I lost a few things coming off of the United,